you don't do in politics as in life is just when your critics are kind of really trying to put the boot in and simply sort of, you know, let them win. We're not going to let them win in the Liberal Democrats because we believe we've done the right thing for the country. We've delivered great things for millions of people across the country. Crucially, our big judgment on fixing the economy is finally starting to come right, and we're not going to buckle in the face of these endless criticisms from left and right, and certainly not do what Matthew Oakeshott and others have recommended for some time, which is bail out of government altogether.
You're clearly bullish, you clearly mean it, you've clearly, if I'm honest, had some sleep since those photographs we saw on you the day after the European elections. Let's just get the line. You're going into the elections as leader of the Lib Dem Party?
Yes.
You're going into the elections as a Sheffield Hallam MP?
Yes.
And what's interesting is what happens post that. What happens, Nicky, if I'm a Sheffield Hallam voter? What happens if at the next elections the Lib Dems don't do so well, all of a sudden you're not the leader, you're not the Deputy Prime Minister? Do they then really expect you to go back to the back benches and come up here every Friday and talk about broken streetlights?
Gordon Brown is still an MP, Charles Kennedy is still an MP, Ming Campbell is still an MP.
But would you do it? Would you do it? Where would the buzz be?
Well, listen, I'm completely devoted to being a constituency MP, and if you ask, you know, the hundreds, thousands of people I try and help out, you know, month in, month out, across the southwest of Sheffield, frankly, whether they voted for me or not, I hope they'd acknowledge that I try week in, week out to make sure I'm visiting people, that I'm holding constituency surgery so people can come and tell me about their issues and I can try and help them. That is one of the great things about the British political system. There's a lot else wrong with it, but one of the great things is that whoever you are in politics, you've got to keep your feet on the ground because your job at the end of the day is looking after and trying to look out for the communities that you represent. By the way, for people who support you and don't support you in terms of their personal views. And that's what I've always done as a constituency MP, and it's a job I massively enjoy. But right now, Toby, I just kind of, all I would say is, look, I'm not going to be daft. Of course I understand we're having a really tough time of it. Of course I understand there's some people who really hated us going into coalition in the first place. And sure, people didn't like a lot of the cuts and savings we had to make to sort out the economy. But I really would ask people to think back of what it was like in 2010. We really were on the edge of a serious crisis as a country. And I'm hugely proud that it's because of the Liberal Democrats, because of our resilience, that we're now the fastest growing economy anywhere in the Western world. We've got a long way to go, but that didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of real resilience and courage, and that's what I know the vast majority of Liberal Democrats will continue to display.
Nick, we have to let you go, unfortunately. Just one word answer, really, I suppose. How many MPs will UKIP get at the next election?
Not many, if any.
Five words, six words. Thanks very much indeed, Nick Clegg. That's the Deputy Prime Minister.